This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How about you, Kenny?
I got a good day.
Absolutely, wouldn't miss it.
Good day going on. All right, that's good. 7 after the hour on the Good Day program. Looks like Thursday is upon us. The Thoid of September. Lots to talk about in this hour of Good Day. And your response is welcome and encouraged, in fact. 888-302-3684. Where would we be without Y-O-U? We'd be talking to ourselves. And that's highly profitable. It may be interesting, but it wouldn't be profitable. And sometimes this isn't either, but we keep at it. So what do you have at facebook.com/good day or Twitter social media in general regarding the bad guys in the Middle East?
Let's see. A different Ken says, Trump, Kanye, and Deflategate, why aren't we talking about ISIS anymore?
Ah, good question. Why do you suppose we are? Well, we are. We're talking about them. We've been talking about them. But is there anything new? Are they trying any new and unusual moves? Or is it the same old, trying to dominate certain regions of the Middle East?
I saw a story we had yesterday at DougStephan.com about the CIA and Special Op Forces launching a drone war in Syria.
Yeah, so what is that going to get us?
Well, another stack of bodies, you know.
Yeah. I think we should.
Without losing any of ours.
Yeah, okay. So there is the problem in the Middle East. There's a problem with immigration in the West. There's a problems everywhere. Problems in Asia with the Chinese and the Russians. There are problems with the North Koreans and the South Koreans. By the way, North Korea said that its recent expression of regret over a mine explosion that maimed a couple of South Korean soldiers was not an apology. Huh. So, we're sorry, but we have regrets. But, yeah, so you know how some of this stuff gets translated back and forth. The Korean language, here's a question. North Korea and South Korea speak the same language? Is there such a thing that unifies them as one language? The Vietnamese spoke one language. The Chinese, however, have dialects. For those of you who think Chinese is Chinese, new Chinese, I think it's 600 different dialects, right? There are different, it's sort of like, in a manner of speaking, why a southerner sounds different than a northeasterner. Or the people who come from the Baltimore, Washington area sound different than the people who live in Minnesota. Or yeah, the West Coast people don't really have a sound. But you know what I'm saying. There's a difference. But we can understand, well, most of the time we can understand what people in the South say. Not always, but sometimes. So is that the case with the South Koreans? I don't know the answer to the question. I always ask questions that I don't know the answer to. I make a lousy lawyer. Because lawyers always ask questions that they know the answers to, right?
Never. Yeah, the good ones, yeah.
Yeah, they say never ask a question for which you do not know the answer. Well, I don't know the answer here. Somebody smarter in this sort of thing than are we will answer. That's fine. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Meanwhile, the South Koreans immediately interpreted the regret as a breakthrough, claiming that it successfully pushed the North to take responsibility for the blast. North Korea got an end to the cross-border propaganda broadcasts. And so then the statement came across as kind of a warning. Quote, this kind of interpretation is the result of ignorance on the meaning of a Korean word and its concept. said the statement. See, this is the, that's what I'm asking about, the nuance of words. South Korea must not forget that a misjudgment would trigger fatal consequences on North-South relations. Nothing can be cruder and unhandsomer than describing as one side's unilateral victory a joint statement that North and South Korea agreed upon. Unhandsomer. That's the translation. Unhandsomer. See, that's the, we work sometimes hard at translating from one language to another. Can you imagine somebody who earned their living as a translator, and they had to translate, let's say you translate, in order for us to understand what's going on, you have to translate from Korean to French, from French to English. That's somehow this how this stuff is done. You know that, right? There's, sometimes there's people that just don't know what others are saying, so they translate it into another language. So can you imagine how rife that is in problems of understanding the nuance of words? And that's
it's like the,
oh, go ahead,
it's like the telephone game.
How so?
Where, the telephone game is when you tell someone something and then they are supposed to relay that information to the next person, and by the time it gets through five or six people, it's a different story.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Or what happens at an accident that 11 people see? How many different versions of the accident do you hear? 11.
Right.
Usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the same. It's a different kind of translation, but the same kind of thing. You translate, and sometimes nuance is lost. And wars are created, started over words and misunderstandings of words. Speaking of wars and problems, Ivan Evend, who guests with us regularly because he has an interesting perspective on things and writes well on them, here up next on Good Day, as we focus on Iraq and ISIS and what else is going on in the Middle East here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 27th through September 7th. With colors like Picnic, August Moon, and Pressed Flower, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Renai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Renai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher? Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Renai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Renai's industry-leading products at www.renai.us. That's R-I-N-N-A-I.us.
time now for us to delve into an area that we haven't really gotten a lot of speculation, but not much news and fact. So let's get some news and fact from Ivan Eland, who is the author of The Failure of the Counterinsurgency, senior fellow and director of the Center on Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's on this program when he writes something interesting in the Huffington Post. This week, he wrote, quote, "Oftentimes, when U.S. superpower intervenes in the business of other nations, after U.S. troops withdraw, the American people lose interest and the country disappears from the consciousness of the public. That same phenomenon initially occurred with Iraq after Mr. Obama withdrew U.S. forces. Iraq is still in the news because the brutal Islamic State, the ISIS people, took over a third of Iraq." He concludes that partition is the only workable long-term solution for Iraq. Ivan, you've probably been there. I've been there. What most people don't know is that Iraq wasn't Iraq. The history of Iraq is that it wasn't Iraq. It was three independent states based on their sectarian differences, right?
Well, it was three individual provinces of the Ottoman Empire, and the Ottoman Empire lasted centuries. And all these provinces had more relationship with the capital, which was Constantinople or Istanbul today, and than they had with each other. And the British really made Iraq to get the oil, and they tacked on Mosul to the other two provinces and made Iraq after World War One. And so Iraq has never really been a real country. It's sort of an artificial country. Yeah. And you have three ethno-sectarian groups. You have the Sunni Arabs, Arab Shiites, and then the Kurds. And of course, the history of Iraq has been really one group using the central government to oppress the others. And in most cases, and for much of Iraq's history, it was the Sunnis. And Saddam Hussein was only one of a long line of Sunni minority rulers who had to rule with an iron hand. And one of the reasons that they did, I'm not excusing the brutality, was the country wouldn't have held together if they hadn't done that. And perhaps the country shouldn't hold together if we want to have some chance of democracy and stability there.
Well, one of the things, you point out a couple of important things there. The British were the first, as oil became important 150 years ago, the Brits were the first to be conquistadors for that reason. They went into these areas in the Middle East, disrupted whatever the political and reality setup was, and so we have Iraq as a result of what the Brits did. A lot of time, we look at it now, we went in and messed things up again. So we're responsible for the current problem, but the real problem lies at the feet of Britain. And it just teaches us, if we have a historical perspective, what the Europeans did in the name of conquest, how they messed up not only the Middle East, but Africa and Asia. It's all the same story, all coming for the basic same reasons. So in this case, what do we do, though? Spend a minute explaining to us how you think. You said maybe we need to go back to the original, and that's really the only way it's going to be figured out, isn't it, for the country or these provinces to go back to their own state of authority.
Right. I think I suggested this in a book a few years ago when the U.S. was still occupying. It was called Partitioning for Peace and Exit Strategy for Iraq. And I said, Iraq is going to be partitioned either by a peaceful exit of the U.S. Negotiating with the three groups to give them autonomous rule, or it's going to be done by war. Well, unfortunately, Iraq is history because on the ground we have a partitioned Iraq right now. The ISIS has the Sunni areas. The Shiite government has the Shiite rump in the south, and the Kurds have had their own really mini-state since the first Gulf War in 1991.
Just leave them alone. Let them. Will the ISIS people be satisfied having that area? Can we just leave them alone now?
Well, I think whether they're satisfied or not, they just don't have any support in Shiite or Kurdish areas because they're Sunnis. And the only reason that they're getting support is because the Sunnis hate the Shiite government.
It's amazing how much hate there is. I haven't even thanked.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from Retail Me Not right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the Retail Me Not app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767.
Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade shark website and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Check out some of the videos of the day this week at DougStephan.com, including this one from Darlene Love. Song's the best since you heard a song that says sha-la-la-la-la.
Why did you kiss me with all of your mind? Why did the stars shine?
Sounds like good old Darlene Love to me. How about you, Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
This is nothing short of superb. So this is the video at DougStephan.com is for her new song, Forbidden Nights, which is on her new album due in a couple of weeks. The video features a lot of cameos, including The Boss, Bill Murray, Joan Jett, David Letterman, Paul Schaefer, Elvis Costello, who wrote this song for Darlene. You gotta see the video, but it's fun to listen to the song. Crank it up, Richie. Sex with Phil Spector, so he threw her out and brought Ronnie in. That's where Veronica Mars, no, not Veronica Mars, Veronica Lake is her name. She married, or eventually married, but she had sex with him, and that's why she became the lead singer of the Ronettes. It would have been Darlene was there first. Huh?
It would have been the Darlene.
The Darlene.
The Darlene.
But she was there. Darlene was there first. She just thought that Phil Spector was a pig.
But it's
and
totally
he turned out to be a pig.
Huh?
But of course it's the Wall of Sound.
Even that old...
The Wall of Sound came, Richie, from the... not from the funk, from the...
Yeah, the funk.
L.A.
Funk.
No. The L.A., the Wall, the Crash. What's the...
The Wrecking Crew.
The Wrecking Crew. Thank you.
The Wrecking Crew.
This is totally the Funk Brothers from Motown. Listen to 8 out of 10 Motown
Richie,
songs.
The
start
Wall
like
of
this.
Sound was created by Phil and the Wrecking Crew.
But listen to this. This is totally Motown right here. I mean, every...
Yeah.
Every Motown song starts like that.
It's great. It's so
every single one.
Terrific. All right, so that's our plug for Darlene Love. Good for her. All right, let's see. Video of the day from yesterday comes as part of what seems to be a growing trend, the auto-cue fail. An auto-cue fail is when the newscaster reads aloud cues that are on the teleprompter. This guy. All right, so listen to this.
Hours later, we're not even supposed to be at our destination. We had to be...
I can't hear it, Richie.
Pause for effect. Now, a Russian has been crowned air guitar world champion in Finland of what must be one of the world's loudest and oddest competitions.
Okay.
Which you couldn't quite hear is after
hear.
The
right.
story, he says... He says he looks very solemnly into the camera and says, "Pause for effect."
Right. He's supposed
and then
to pause for effect. His director put the cue on. I mean, that would be like me reading a commercial, and on the side of the commercial it says, "The commercial is over now," and you read, "This commercial is over now." Yeah, that kind of stuff. Video of the day today is the El Paso Chihuahuas, the story of this minor league baseball team.
Really
very cool what they did over the weekend. Check it all out at DougStefan.com.
Other restrictions apply. See site for program and Visa prepaid card details. All personal loans are made by WebBank, a Utah chartered industrial bank. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Hey guys, it's Andy Dean here. As a radio host turned entrepreneur, I've seen firsthand how cash really is king. So instead of getting high interest rate credit cards, I turned to Prosper.com. Prosper's online marketplace connects people who need money with those who want to invest. Invest in you. You can use Prosper to borrow up to $35,000 in as few as 5 days. With Prosper.com, you can borrow money for just about anything you want. You can pay off high rate credit cards, fix up the house, even plan a vacation. Anything you want, it's your money. Prosper.com is a better way to get the cash you need at a low interest rate. To check your low rate instantly, without affecting your good credit, go to Prosper.com/rate. And now for a limited time, listeners to this station get a $50 Visa gift card with your low interest rate loan. So for up to $35,000 in your account in as few as 5 days and a $50 Visa gift card, go to Prosper.com/rate. That's Prosper.com/rate.
This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's, get Labor Day weekend savings. Take $10 off your purchase of $30 or more. Go to Kohl's.com and download your savings pack. Then, save on everything your family needs to go back to school, like 30 to 50% off jeans and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes for the family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. This Thursday through Monday at Kohl's. Be yourself. Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
It's that time again. The buses are rumbling, and that means back to school is in full swing. It's time to stock up and earn 5 bonus box tops on specially marked products like Cheerios, Nature Valley, or Go-Gurt. Find out more at walmart.com/boxtops and make sure your family gets everything they need to restart their routine. Only at Walmart. 50-cent value to box tops for education-eligible school while supplies last.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Listening to this program, because it could be any time during the day or night. That's one of the good things about All Doug All the Time. Well, I suppose you could look at it. Why not? Look at it that way. It is a good way to understand that you can listen to this program in any number of ways. It's actually kind of cool. It makes me pleased and proud to know that you can listen for 5 or 6 hours live a day, or you can just go to DougStephan.com, go to the archives and listen to it there, or you can go to GCNLive.com, TalkStreamLive.com, CRNTalk.com, RadioAmerica.com, TuneInRadio.com, just put in Doug Stephan or Doug Stephan's Good Day. And it'll come up Stitcher Radio. It's pretty similar to TuneIn, too, isn't it, Kenny?
I believe it is.
So you can find it and enjoy it and talk back to it or us if you would like. 888-302-DOUG or email to Ken or Doug at this hour at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. A lot of discussion time on this program, especially in the in-depth hour of where we are right now, is focused on illness, focused on health, focused on how you can be better off with exercise, eating the right way. We've gone to great lengths to take sugar. When I say we, my lady friend and I, focusing on sugar and how evil it is and how good it is at the same time. Who wants to not have chocolate, not have ice cream, not have pies, not have cookies, not have cakes? But that's what I'm trying to do, because it is... it's really bad for you. And it affects not only your body, but it affects your mind. Did you know that? That the things that you put into your body, it will, depending on the chemical makeup of the material, it will affect your mind. It really does. Literally, it gets into your mind. A lot of people go, well, look at the children that go to school that we talk about frequently who have these sugared up cereals in the morning before they go to school. They get in the bus, they're jumping around the bus, they get to school and they can't sit still. That's many times, if not most times, because they are all sort of jacked up on the sugar impact, the sugar effects of what they've had for breakfast. And yet, here we are told that these children need a calmative. They need a drug to settle them down. No, they just need to eat better stuff before they go to school. But as a result of all of these things, there's a study floating around now that suggests that the last 20 to 30 years of children being treated with all of these calmative drugs have changed the picture of the mental stability of our population. And you can kind of see it and feel it, Kenny. Every day we are talking about people who are mentally ill and get a hold of guns and do crazy things, and people say, well, there have always been mentally ill people. Yeah, that's true. But there are more of them now than ever before. Why is that? Why are there so many people who are mentally unstable? Is it because of what we eat? Is it because of what's in the atmosphere? Is it because of the influence of all of the technology around us? I would sit here or stand here and tell you that it's a result of all of those things and then some. But there is a stigma also that gets attached to those who are mentally challenged. And I'm not trying to be politically correct. Mental illness, it's no different than having a bodily injury. And that's really where we are different in our country than most of the West, most of the other progressive countries that look at mental illness, and they don't refer to it as mental illness. And it really, there are steps, there are stages. There are a lot of people, more people today than ever, who are bipolar, for example. Is that a mental illness? Yeah. It comes about as a result of a lot of different things. Some of them are chemical. Some of them are what you've inherited in your DNA. So the point being that there are so many different beliefs and understandings and misunderstandings, it seems to me it's time to set the record straight. So I did a little research to find and look at some of the myths, some of the untruths that people, many people who are fairly well educated, still believe about those who need some treatment, need some attention, need some love, if nothing else. I remember when I was a kid, Kenny, I was around some people who were not stable, and my mother said, don't get too close to them because you could catch it. Like, and this is how many years? This is 60 years ago. At that point, my mother was fairly well educated, thought that there were people under stress, and the stress was so bad that one could catch it. It's like spreading germs, and nothing could be further from the truth. Of course, it's not contagious. So, that's one thing. Are all people, the news media would have us believe today that most people who are mentally ill are violent. I do not believe that is true. Many people blame mental illness for tragedies, the recent shootings of those two in Virginia, that may or may not be, that fellow I think was unstable. But that doesn't mean that everybody who's unstable is going to commit some kind of violent act. That's nonsense. Foolishness. And something that needs to be corrected, it seems to me. I don't want to think that. I don't want to have people thinking things like that. One of the other myths is that there is not as much mental illness around. It's just overplayed by the news media. That's not true. One in four people experience some kind of mental health issue at some point in their life. Kenny, can you tell us whether or not? I certainly, I talk about things that bother me and have bothered me and the treatment. I've been in therapy off and on most of my adult life because I believe it's very helpful. Yeah, go ahead.
Sure. I, 15, 20 years ago, when I lost my first radio job, mm-hmm. I had a lot of problems dealing with that, and I got some help.
Yeah, get a new
job.
And
then I got another job. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you realized it was part of what goes on in the radio business.
Right.
I remember my father, here's another one, my father telling me that anxiety was all in my head and that I needed to calm down. When I was in my early 20s, I had an anxiety attack. and I was working for him, amongst other things. I've always had three or four jobs in my life, and at that point, I was working with him in the clothing business, and I was driving through various parts of New England, and I remember one day, it was just before I got married, I felt like I was having a heart attack, and I was able to stop in a clinic, and I went inside, and the doctor put me on a table and checked me out, and he looked at me, and he smiled, and he said, "You're fine." I said, "I don't feel fine." He said, "Well, that's because your mind has overtaken your body." The mind, that was when I first learned about the mind-body connection. My mind was going crazy, thinking how much I didn't like working for my father, thinking about being married and what the heck that was all going to be about, and it just snapped me. And my father, when I told him, when I got home, he said, "Just calm down, you'll be fine, don't worry about it," and never paid attention to what it was that I was suffering from. And I think at that point I was depressed and have been off and on over my life, been depressed. We are. It affects our appetite. You get headaches. You get indigestion. It does. The mind-body connection is something that you can't, well, you can if you want to ignore it, but it ought not to be ignored because it's an important part of your overall health. Your stomach, cardiovascular problems, your blood pressure, that kind of stuff, all is predicated in many circumstances by what's going on in your head. Speaking of blood pressure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, a lot of people think that fish oil is helpful. We certainly talk a lot here about our Superbeet product, the Neo 40. Fish oil is supposed to be good for you, but are you getting it from the right source? Let's check out the latest, a lot of conversation the last week or so about this study on fish oil. You've heard a lot of discussion here. Let's carry it on with Dr. Ron Hoffman up next here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actor portrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the buffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman is here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 45 past the hour. He's the author of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, to which you should be subscribed. Go to Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, and sign up for the newsletter. You will find it stimulating and important. Dr. Hoffman. How do you like that for a fly? Normally we'd call you Ron, but I feel like being formal this morning. The issue of low vitamin D levels and the increased risk for MS came up in a Journal of Medicine. What say you about vitamin D in general? I don't think it hurts to underscore this from time to time because it's so important and has basically come into the medical lexicon fairly recently, right?
Well, yeah, you know, that study says a couple of things. There's a study that shows that people who have not just low levels of vitamin D, but a genetic variant that causes them to have low levels of vitamin D. So it's not just about the amount you take by mouth, and it's not just the amount that gets made in your skin by the sun, but certain people may have genes that cause them to have lower levels of vitamin D. And then this does have an impact on MS and possibly on other autoimmune diseases. And that's why rheumatologists who treat arthritis these days are checking people's levels of vitamin D. And they're finding that, in general, people who have rheumatoid arthritis, the levels are extremely low, and they're giving them high doses of vitamin D to help control the condition.
All right. So you're with supplementation when it comes to vitamin D.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. The cholesterol issue, new alternatives to statins. The New York Times had an interesting article a couple of days ago about this new class of cholesterol-lowering medication. Some doctors say that the information is that all of this is specious because the cholesterol issue is specious. What say you?
Well, yeah, I call this cholesterol limbo. You know, how low can you go? Remember Chubby Checker?
Right, maybe, yes. The limbo rock.
Right, that dates us. But, yeah, you know, it's all about getting cholesterol down, and that's not to be the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular prevention. And I think there's some problems with that approach because cholesterol is a building block for a lot of the steroid molecules in the body, important things like testosterone, progesterone, and other things. And in fact, cholesterol is the structural material that makes up a large part of the brain. So I think we may see long-term adverse consequences of our campaign to drastically lower cholesterol. See, the problem is that our current medication, the statin drugs, causes side effects in about a quarter of the people who take them. And so now doctors are looking for new ways to lower cholesterol because a lot of people refuse or can't take statin drugs. And some of these new drugs, well, they work, but they may cost upwards of $20,000 a year.
Money. Yeah,
just to lower cholesterol.
Yeah. All right. The what do you make of the study on fish oil supplements that came out this past week? Well, you don't really need. They don't hurt you, but they don't help you.
No, not excited about that study. I was disappointed to see that this study is based on looking at things that help the eyes, and they found that indeed fish oil helps the eyes, and lutein and zeaxanthin and zinc and other antioxidants help the eyes. And then a derivative conclusion out of the study was that if you took one fish oil pill a day, it didn't do much for your brain. So now the newspapers and media are trumpeting the headline, fish oil. Not worthwhile for brain health, something along those lines. And that's not a valid conclusion. You really have to look at other studies that show brain benefits. And also, if you took a decent amounts of fish oil, you know, who says that one pill a day is going to have a major impact on your brain? I say fish oil is very helpful.
One of the things in the current Intelligent Medicine newsletter that I found interesting, looking at ways of improving your diet, is you suggest to have soup for breakfast. How many people have thought about that? Soup for breakfast.
Well, you know, this time of year doesn't sound too appealing, you know, right around Labor Day, you know, like a hot bowl of soup, you know, maybe it doesn't go down well. Uh-huh. But in the wintertime, it's actually a pretty good alternative to, you know, the usual eggs. We want protein for breakfast and slow-release carbohydrates, and things like lentil soup deliver that. So, you know, rethink the way that you eat breakfast. It's an important meal.
Lentil soup for everybody for breakfast. Dr. Ron Hoffman. Sign up for his newsletter, drhoffman.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Doesn't matter where it hits, nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
The other thing, none of them want to pay taxes again.
What a great scene that was in the movie. Aerosmith.
The United States government just asked us to save the world. Anybody want to say no?
That's a real good Ham and Eggers. There were two of these movies out pretty much at the same time. In the summer of 1998, believe it or not, that's how long ago Armageddon was out. Chuck, what was the other movie?
Deep Impact.
Deep Impact. Same movie.
T. Leone.
Different people in it. Yeah, T. Leone. That was her first really big starring role, I think, wasn't it? Back to Brass Hat.
As a lead in a big summer movie, it was.
She went out to the beach and got swept up in the wave with her father.
A great scene. It was Maximilian Schell.
Maximilian Schell.
That's a great scene.
Yep.
You know, Armageddon actually was on last night. I was watching it on AMC.
It's one of those movies.
Which originally was called Letters for American Movie Classic, but when they started showing Halloween 6 many years ago, that term didn't apply.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Aerosmith movie music brings us into movie moments from the movie Armageddon. The song was number one, movie number one during this week in 1998. First clip had Billy Bob Thornton's voice. Second clip was Bruce Willis. I think the third one was Bruce Willis as well, wasn't it? If I remember correctly.
Yep.
All of them. So, and who else made his debut and actually had impact? Armageddon. Ben. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Fleck.
Yeah, I think that was his first fairly big role, wasn't it?
He did the...
Good Will Hunting.
That was a big blockbuster.
Yeah.
No,
critics weren't kind, but the public liked it a lot.
What's the Alec Baldwin role that he got?
That was after that, way after that.
Was it?
You're talking about his...
Some of All Fears, Rich is talking about.
Yeah, right. The Jack Ryan movie.
Jack Ryan movie.
No, I was laughing a long time.
Well, I mean, Good Will Hunting is what put them both
on the map. Right. Yep. And the only reason that movie got made, the two of them went to Robin Williams. Somehow or other, they met him. You've heard this story, Chucker. Somehow, they got connected to Robin Williams. Robin Williams saw the script, and they asked him, would he please be in it? And he said, yes. Otherwise, nobody would have... The only reason Robin Williams' name on that marquee got people to go see the movie, then they realized how good Damon and Affleck were. But if it hadn't been for Robin Williams, nobody would have seen that movie.
Well, you know the story. There's immense talent out there, but if nobody opens the door for you, you never get discovered.
That's like Richard. That's like Chucker. If a tree falls in the forest and there's nobody there, does it make any noise? How's that?
I'm going to say yes.
Good for you. All right, Chuck Curry has movie news for us in a moment here on Good Day.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Craft. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Craft is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Craft Individual and Institutional Services LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices. Like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen. Right now, one subject notebooks are just 17 cents each.
Offer valid in store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
By the way, we were just talking about Bruce Willis, who is now spending time helping the firefighters. You see that, Chucker, battling the wildfires. He's been treating them to meals.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
He lives
well, he
in
just
this
got,
area.
He was filming a part in Woody Allen's latest movie last week and reportedly got fired from the film.
Oh, really? Why?
So, yeah, I mean, I guess he has, well, it's well known. Bruce Willis has a reputation of being very, very difficult.
Yeah.
And I guess Woody Allen and him didn't mesh very well.
Right.
I'd like to see that argument.
I can't imagine, actually. Right.
Yeah, get that going. So, he bought lunch. He's arranged catering to feed all the firefighters in the area that's near one of his residences in Idaho. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
All right, what else? Movie news, Chucker.
Some movies to look forward to in September. A Walk in the Woods, which is just opened, I believe, today. Robert Redford, Nick Nolte. Hard to believe, Doug. Robert Redford is now 79 years old.
This Nolte looks like he's 79.
2,000 screens.
Yeah. Nolte looks like he's 79.
All right,
another quickie, Chucker. What else? Quick.
Black Mass opens on the 18th with Johnny Depp as Boston gangster Whitey Bulger. Depp looks like he's giving a really good performance.
That looks like an interesting movie.
Looking forward to it.
Weird. Chuck Curry, 59 past the hour on Good Day.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.